Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should, too. Today, I'm joined by...
Hey, guys. It's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your hilarious host, Jeebus Stevens, also known as John.
I mean, you're no Stone Cold Steve Austin, but you'll do.
All right. I'll take note of that. How are you two doing this fine Sunday morning?
I'm doing about as well as you heard me an hour ago.
Yeah, heard you an hour ago, though.
It's true.
No, we did talk like an hour ago.
He said they haven't...
Oh, yeah.
The people listening to this have no clue what you're talking about.
Yes, good point. The people.
All right,
Anyway... I'm doing fabulous. I told you guys in the last episode that this is my favorite time of the year once December hits. Christmas presents are almost here. I have I have all of them except for one, but it's coming Tuesday. So that's going to be exciting. Then I get to wrap them, and it's going to be a lot of fun to give it to the people on Christmas. But yeah, it's my favorite time of the year. We're going to be baking pies here pretty soon. I already went Christmas shopping. We went Christmas shopping last week, but we also did it this week as well. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. Because we had gone during Black Friday, which, Black Friday is not as crowded as it used to be. It's still pretty crowded because we went to a mall, and the mall was pretty crowded. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to have to wait in, like, lines, like, 2 hours long, but they weren't too bad. Got a lot of stuff done, and I'm excited for Christmas, so...
Nice.
So yeah, for me, I have done like no Christmas presents buying.
And we're the same on this, John. I haven't either.
So are you guys like the type that does it at the last possible second?
Oh no. See, mine is more of a thing of I don't know what to get anybody because I'm not really good at buying people presents. So yeah.
For me, there's a bit of that, and then also, like, I've been just, like, hammering away at my schoolwork because we're kind of approaching the end of the semester where things, like, are a little bit more hectic. So I've been mainly focused on that, and I'm just like, yeah, I should probably, you know, just buy a couple things on Amazon, and then I don't.
So I'm just hearing a bunch of laziness, personally.
It's not laziness, it's what I like to call procrastination.
So laziness.
It's like
that is literally the longer form of laziness.
Yes, this is the time of year where I get the Christmas procrastination to not do a fucking thing.
Well, I hope all of you guys are out there are not like these two, where you're actually, well, I mean, John gets a little bit more leeway. Noah's just lazy. It was that you're getting, I mean, if you can afford stuff, then obviously that's what I'm talking about, but hopefully you got your family gifts and stuff Because that's what it's all about. It's a season of giving. Obviously, you love to receive. If no one's saying like, oh, I hate presents. I hate getting presents. So obviously, we're not going to sit here and lie to you and say we don't like getting presents. But it's also the season of giving. Because I personally love giving people stuff and seeing their reactions to it. Right. And it's going to be a nice time. So that's why I do mine ahead of time. Last year, I honestly didn't. I don't know if I said that last year, but last year I kind of did it the week of, which was a terrible idea. So this year, I learned from my mistake and did it at the beginning of December instead of at the end of December. So,
fair enough. Truth be told, I honestly just don't know what to get anybody. I usually have some idea of what I'll get my mom. But I don't even have any idea for her.
So here's an astronomical idea, Noah. Have you thought of asking?
Yes, I have. Multiple times on multiple years. You want to know what I am always told? What I am always told every year is the only person I want is you.
Yeah, the only person that should be saying that is your lover. That's like the only person that should be saying that to you.
It's concerning, but you know, most years I get her something. This year, though, I have no fucking idea.
I'm just going to skim right over that. I remember I've asked, like, my mom, like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And they're like, I don't really know. I don't really want anything. Like, that's not helpful.
Well, yeah. See, if they give you that answer, then you got to search on your own, which also, as well, is, like, because there's no one else in the world that should know your mom better than you and your other family members. So, if she doesn't give you an idea, you should be able to go from previous years or what. Something I did. Here's what I did this year. And I didn't even ask her because I knew what the answer was going to be. I knew it was going to be something similar to what John just said. So instead of asking her and getting no response and being like, well, crap, I guess I don't know, I looked on Amazon gifts for mom. And it gave me a whole slew of ideas. And I'm like, oh, she'd love that. Oh, that's an awesome idea. And then I picked two of the ideas I liked the most. And boom, that's how I got the presents for her. So, it's like, that's how I go about it. Obviously, everyone has a different way of going about it. But when you're faced with someone being like, oh, I don't know what I want, or like, I don't want anything or whatever, then at that point, you have to use your previous knowledge of what type of person they are to kind of shop for them. And Amazon's a great, not sponsored, although I love the billions of dollars you guys have. So feel free to sponsor us. But it's a great site for that because you can just type in gifts for mom or gifts for dad, gifts for brother, or whatever, and you get all these slew of ideas. So, and I'm not going to say the idea I got or the two things I got her because she listens to some of these. So I'm not going to, I don't want this to be one of the ones she listens to and it just spoils her present. But I got two ideas that I'm like, oh, I know she's gonna love that. And one of them is kind of like a jokey one, but it's still a nice present. And then the other one's like a super serious one that she's gonna love a lot. So yeah, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, with all that, I can move right on along and ask you if you got any headlines today.
Yeah, John, do you have any headlines? I mean, you're the headline guy, right? So you gotta.
So basically, if you hadn't heard, the economy, that's happening.
Did you say the economy?
Yeah, he went. The economy, that's happening.
I was hoping you'd be like, well, so the weather today is great or something, like just like borderline small talk.
Yeah. So if you live in the area I live in, I'm not gonna say it has a chance of raining here in the next couple of days, so that's my headline.
I was really hoping for something more along the lines of, okay, near an interstate near me, there was a car crash on I-95 or something like that.
That's the news, not headlines.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, good point.
You bet. This is why we don't make you the headline person?
Yeah, that's why you're not the headline.
No, the reason I'm not the headline person, go listen to season one. I don't feel like explaining.
Okay. Anyway. Since you don't have any headlines, and I had a cover for you, do you have a showcase for a, listener email?
John, you're bad at this. So this is, I guess this is kind of a headline as well as a career show. It's kind of two, it's a two for one special. And this person's pretty popular, so it's kind of like recommending like Markiplier. It's like there's not really going to be many people that are new to Markiplier, but this guy is he's smaller than Markiplier. But he also won Gamer of the Year. So the Streamer Awards happened just a couple days ago, if not 2 days ago, because it was on Friday, I think. I looked through because Twitch had posted all the different things of who won what, whatever. I think Kai won best, just chatting or whatever, or he won the category just chatting. And there's a couple people that I'm like, I don't know who that is, and like all these different people. But, there was one person that won Gamer of the Year, and his name is Queso. Now, you probably might have heard this guy just because he's kind of blown up recently. I mean, he was kind of already popular before. But recently he's blown up because of how funny he is. So, like, it's not just him that's funny, though. It's his chat that's also funny. It's like a 50-50 relationship, and it's beautiful. So what happens is, a lot of the videos I've watched is he's playing Fall Guys or some other game. And he allows, like, because he plays on PS4, PS5, whichever one it is. And he turns off the thing so people can message him. Well, which is like, first of all, I would never do that. Cause like, someone could say the N-word and you're banned, right? But, instead of being a terrible chat, the chat's actually super funny. And like, they joke around about how big he is, cause he's a bigger guy. And he takes it in stride. He jokes along with him. So like, one of the funniest things I've seen is he was challenged to do like 5 jumping jacks. And, once he was done with the jumping jacks, the chat was going crazy. They said, Australia just went underwater because of how big he, they're making fun of how big he is. Russia just went to space or like something like that. 27 dead in Alaska. It's like the funniest shit ever. And like, just look up Queso jumping jacks and you'll find the video I'm referencing. It is so gosh darn funny. It's like Australia floated away. Like, it's like those things, like, what was the other one? My mom fell out of her casket, which is like, oh my god. It's just like the chat goes crazy and he laughs at it, he makes fun of it. It's like, it's the funniest dynamic ever. And he's also just he's a really good comedian, and there were like people say, what was the one I saw the other day? It was something about Africa. I forgot what it was. Oh yeah, Africa now has water, and insinuating that like it went like the tidal waves from his jump went over to Africa. It's just the funniest crap. And, like, they joke around. Obviously, it's all jokes. Like, they're not making fun of him on purpose. Well, they are on purpose, but they're not making fun of him to be mean. And then he takes it in stride, and he's like, he fake rages at it. And then he laughs along with him. So it's just a really interesting dynamic, and it's hilarious. So him winning Gamer of the Year, because I think, I wasn't a big fan of the YouTube Awards last year, because I think Dream won Gamer of the Year when he posted 6 times, and Markiplier, went to space. So, you know, that's a little stupid. But the Twitch Awards this year, I'm not mad about, because Queso winning Game of the Year, pretty well deserved in my opinion. Kai winning Just Chatting. I don't actually watch Kai that much, but I've been told from people that do watch him that he's basically the modern day version of iCarly, which is funny. So that makes a lot of sense. He's had a lot of guests. He did the Mafia-thon thing. I didn't watch that either, but I know that it existed. That won like best thing of the year. I forgot what that was. It was like best streamer. Like streamer thing. I don't remember all the stats for that. yeah, again, there's a lot of people that won certain categories. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Ludwig won. He did like a content creator thing on Twitch that won an award. I forgot what that was. Best creator contest or something. But either way, I looked at it. I'm like, yeah, these people deserve to win these things. So. But, yeah, if you have a chance, check out Queso. He's freaking hilarious. Like I said, just type in Queso jumping jacks, and you'll find the video that I'm talking about where people are like, Australia's underwater. Atlantis has resurfaced was one of my favorite ones, too. I just remember that one. It's the funniest shit. And I love how he, like...
The Titanic has risen.
Yeah, they haven't said that yet. The Titanic has risen. But it's just the funniest shit. So if you want a good laugh, and because like I said, he's funny too. He jokes along with him. So go check him out. He's hilarious.
That is fucking funny. I love it.
It's the greatest thing ever, dude. I told you. I, like, the first time I found him, the first time I found that jumping jack video, I literally was, like, laughing so hard, like, there's nothing, there's no sound coming out of me. That's how hard I was laughing. Because it's like, Atlantis has resurfaced. It's the funniest thing, because he just reads it blatantly. He doesn't, like, he doesn't lean into it. He just says, Atlantis has resurfaced. My mom fell down the stairs. It's like all these ridiculous things that happened because he jumped. It's like, oh my god, it's hilarious.
Oh, someone should tell him to do burpees, because I would love to see what the chat says to that.
He's done jumping jacks. They also, so the messaging thing I was talking about earlier, they don't, he doesn't jump for those. So what they'll say is like, they'll say, no, that wasn't it. Oh yeah, no, it was that. So like they'll say someone's name, but they'll make it so that it sounds like it's a, it's hard to explain. So like one of the examples is Kevin Heart Attack. So like, because they're referencing Kevin Hart, but because it's Queso, they're making fun of him. They say Kevin Heart Attack because he's bigger, right? And like he's like, what? You're banned. Just like he's joking. He's not actually banning him. And like stuff like that. I can't remember every exact quote that he's or someone that someone said. But it's always a good time. So he's on Twitch, I believe, but he also does. He's also on Shorts. That's how I found him on Shorts. So, but yeah, him. But he won Gamer of the Year. So if you have, I'm sure you've heard of him. But if you haven't actually gone to check him out yet, you should. As someone who's watched him, he is freaking hilarious. Him and his chat have an awesome dynamic. So definitely go check him out when you can.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
With that, we can get into our topic, which is bit of a unique one ish. Is we've done similar things, I guess. I don't know.
You're bad. I wouldn't say we've done one thing that's similar, and then really nothing else.
Yeah, there's that one thing I was thinking of. That's why I was like, oh, we've done some similar stuff, but we haven't done a whole lot like this. It's what if, but Provoker's edition. So we'll go through different things that, like, what if this was different? What if I murdered Nook? That's okay.
We'll stick to more serious ones, obviously. As well as that, so, in case you're unclear, or in case you're not understanding, we've done what if before. And I guess it was so irrelevant to me in the tier list episode, like, I forgot to even put it on there. Well, I didn't forget to put it on there, but we got to the finale, which would have been, which should have been the last thing, and we're like, what if was still there? We're like, wait a minute, we forgot where what if was. So I completely passed over it. I remember it being a decent episode. But this, I think, is going to be a bit of a better one, because it's about us, instead of just like, what if aliens came to Earth, or whatever we talked about in the first one. We're going to do the big one last, which is, the big one is, what if the Provokers never became a podcast? Which we'll talk about that at the end. We'll save that for last, because that's the biggest one, and then we'll talk about smaller ones throughout the topic here.
Do you all want me to kick this off?
If you think this is gonna be a group conversation. We're not gonna be just like someone's going each thing. We're gonna be talking together. You wanted to lead us into a what-if scenario about the Provokers, then sure. Just make sure it's, like, a serious one. Don't, like, say, what if you murdered Noah, because that's not a, it's not a thing.
Yeah. Okay, I do got one, because I was thinking about it earlier. Is, what if, instead of the three of us, it was, like, one of us was Axel? Because we did an episode with him, so people know who he is.
Yeah. And
I think the dynamic would be different because it obviously wouldn't be us three. It would be two of us and Axel.
So I guess the what if scenario. So there's three different timelines here because it's like, what if I was replaced? Right. What if John was replaced? What if Noah was replaced? Right? I think if John was replaced with Axel, I think John just said it, but the dynamic would definitely be different. As well as the fact that Axel is more, how do I say it? He's funny in a different way. So John's humor, I describe it as like, I just talked about Queso. Queso's humor is very blunt, and so is John's. And like, John, Wade, and Queso all have that kind of similar humor style, which that's why I laugh so hard at Queso, because it's the humor that I'm used to. And Axel doesn't do that often. I mean, he does it sometimes, where he's just blunt about it, but a lot of times he is just funny in a different way. I don't know. I it's hard to describe his humor. I mean, you guys on the YouTube show side know this, but that's hard for me to describe.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely be very different, as well as the fact the Provokers would not be named the Provokers, because John was the one that came up with that name. So if John was replaced, the Provokers wouldn't be the name of this podcast. It would have been something else that either, because if let's say Axel didn't come up with an idea, I forgot what was second. It was something that Noah said. So Noah's idea would have gotten picked instead of the Provokers. Which, who knows with however many consequences that would have had, right? Because the where we provoke a conversation or whatever, that wouldn't have been our tagline. So it's just all these, like, that one change has led down many different pathways of what this could have been, right? If Noah was replaced, I think, first of all, John and Noah's dynamic would be completely gone. It would be because Noah wouldn't have been here. So Noah insulting John and John insulting Noah. That we actually just talked about this in the last episode, where someone, I forget her name. She sent a email in, and we read it on the podcast. Last Sunday, and she described how much she likes Noah and John's back and forth dynamic, and that wouldn't be a thing if Axel replaced Noah. So now that's not to say John and Axel wouldn't have a dynamic, they totally would, but it's just like Noah's kind of insults towards John and John's claps backs towards Noah, they wouldn't exist.
Along with that, it would be, say I was replaced with Axel, and that dynamic between Axel and John would be a hugely, hugely different dynamic, because Axel isn't like me when it comes to insulting people, especially John. But that would be very interesting.
Yeah. If I was replaced, I don't know if Axel would figure it out if how that would work, because I'm the one paying for the podcast, I'm the one running the distribution side of it. I'm the one that controlled I'm the one that made the website that has access to it. So Axel would have needed to pay for all these things, and I don't think he had the income at the time when we made this to do that. So I don't know if this would have even gone off the ground, because he would have needed the money to be able to do that. Or, like, I mean, John and Noah could have pitched in, I suppose, but we don't know, because it's a what-if scenario, right? So we don't know if that would have happened. So at the worst case scenario, if Axel replaced me, is this podcast never would have happened. It never would have became a thing. It would have just been an idea that kind of just got lost in the wind. Best case scenario, all three of you chipped in the money to pay for the podcast, and then it would have been fine up until someone couldn't chip in, and then you can't afford to pay it anymore. So, which again, one simple change leads down all of these different pathways. So it's very interesting. But John, what do you think about these scenarios here?
Yeah, I think if Axel had placed you, we would also wouldn't have the game shows, or at least not as many and under as they.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have been a thing to begin with.
They may be like one here, one there, but like not like a consistent thing that like you're known for.
Right.
It'd be more like, oh yeah, they did a game show once. It was that one episode way back in season one or something like that. As well as like even the topics would be different, the non-game show ones, for I think either of us, or any three of us, because, like, I've come up with some things. Ethan come up with most of them. A lot of the topics Ethan came up with.
Well, because I'm the one. I want to point this out before so I get another email about me controlling the website again. If you remember all the way back, I said at the bottom of the list, if either of you have any ideas you want to add, feel free to ask. Which Noah has tried. His ideas aren't terrible or anything, but there's just some ideas that, like, there's one idea he gave. It's like, how about we talk about swearing in different languages? I'm like, we're already, like, an explicit podcast because you swear all the time. I think we don't need to do that. And then he recently gave an idea that I was considering for a couple seconds. I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work. He wanted to do, like, a buckshot roulette type thing, which, first of all, is an awesome game, but I don't think would work that well as an audio format. Just because of all the different mechanics that are in Buckshot Roulette. So yeah, it's like he's definitely tried. John's given ideas when we're actually in the meeting. He hasn't actually messaged me to put it on the list or anything. And they've all been decent ideas. It's just whether we think that it will work as an episode. Because ideas are ideas at the end of the day. I'm sure there's something on this list here that I'm like, what was I thinking at the time? Like, why would I ever put that on the list? It's usually ones towards the top. The ones toward the bottom, I'm confident are going to work. They're going to be awesome. They're going to be great episodes. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a video game GeoGuessr type thing next time I'm the host. So, like, all these different things, like, are really good at the bottom. Once you get sorted to the top of the ones, the more older ones, I'm like, I don't know if I would have said that nowadays. I don't know if that'd work. So every now and then I go to the list and delete stuff because I'm like, that's not going to work. I don't know why I ever said that. But yeah, John's 100% right. It works for all three of us. Like, if no actual replaced me, he totally would have had ideas, I'm sure, but they wouldn't have been the same. They would have been completely different ideas. And if John was replaced, same thing. Noah was replaced, same thing. So it's pretty crazy how many different branches you can go down with just this one what-if scenario. You know what I mean? That's what's crazy about this.
Yeah, like, as you guys were talking, I was actually thinking, like, if I was replaced with Axel, the podcast would have actually never happened, because if you remember, I was the one who actually texted the both of you. I was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? I don't know if Axel would have ever come up with that idea, let alone even ask the both of you.
Well, no, because remember, this is taking place after the podcast, after the idea has already been strong. Because he can't be replaced with something that doesn't exist, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
By default, him replacing one of us would have to have been defaulted after you already gave us the idea.
In the alternate reality, you come up with the idea, like, yeah, let's do it, but we're not including you.
Yeah, that'd be so rude. Like, oh my god. Yeah. Like, hey, I know you want to do this podcast, but it's just gonna be me, Axel, and John. Sorry. You know? Like, that's how stupid.
Yeah.
And in that alternate reality where the evil personas we came up with.
Yep.
Probably. I could see that.
But do we have any finishing statements for that or whatever, or do we want to move on to the next one?
I'm ready to move on if you guys are.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's see. What's another good one? Obviously, we're saving the big one for the end.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's one I kind of gave an example for. I can't remember if this was in the pre or what this was for. What if we never did serious topic episodes? What if every 10 episode was just another normal episode where we joke around and there's nothing special about it? Just a normal episode.
Oh, God, I would not like that. Like, if we actually did do that and we made the podcast to where it's just all silly, goofy shit that doesn't mean anything, bro, I would fucking hate that. Because when we do serious episodes, we actually talk about things that matter. And that's why I love what we do on here. Because every 10 episodes, we do a serious topic about something that matters. In between, nothing matters. We just run around like chickens with our heads cut off talking about whatever. But,
right.
God, it would be such a different podcast if we didn't do the serious topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's even possible that we'd lose steam, I would say. Because, like, with the serious stuff, like, it kind of makes it feel like it's actually something that's worth people's time to listen to, right? Because they're like, oh, this is that. Not only for the people listening, be like, oh, that's actually like some interesting points that are important to talk about. But it's like, even for us, it's the sort of thing where we, at least for me, it's like, that's what motivates me at times. Be like, yeah, like most of the time we're doing some silly, goofy nonsense. Like, you know, what was it that we did? It was Celebrity Crushes, the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like it matters nothing. Like, who cares?
Who cares, right?
But with the serious topics, it's like, oh, that's actually interesting, or that's a fair point. It might bring points that people didn't think of prior. I mean, I don't know if any of us are experts on anything we talk about, but we know some stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
the main thing I love about this podcast is our main thing we say on here is we hope we provoke a conversation. That was the hope with the serious topics. When we say that line, we hope we provoke a conversation. That's because those are serious topics that people should be talking to each other about and, you know, voicing their opinions. And that's, you know, the hope with that.
Yeah, I was actually just about to say that too, is Noah's exactly right. Our entire mission statement would be completely, I mean, it wouldn't be gone because it still applies to the non-serious topic episodes, because when it comes to those, we're just talking about, oh, joke around with your friends. If your friend gives you a game show, play it and see what happens. Like, it's completely redundant, but it still sort of applies because we want to provoke a conversation with jokes, with laughter, with fun, random topics that we're doing. But it definitely does more so apply to the serious topic episodes, because we want people to be able to talk about this kind of stuff. Because in the podcast description, it talks about, I mentioned how a lot of times nowadays, you give someone an opinion, if they don't agree with your opinion, then they hate your face and you're terrible. And it's just like, that's not a thing that should be a thing. That's not how people should communicate. That's not how humans should communicate with each other. You should, you cannot agree with someone's opinions and, like, from Spider-Man being a terrible video game to the important topics, we've disagreed all the time. But we at least listen to each other and we talk about it. Instead of being like, oh, John, you like Spider-Man? I hate your face! Spider-Man's stupid and you're adopted! I don't like go at him like that because it's stupid. So, it doesn't make any sense. So that's why our mission statement is to kind of bring back that idea that, hey, we can still talk, we can disagree, and we can still talk to each other, and we can still appreciate each other, even if we disagree on certain things.
Exactly.
Right. I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Because not everyone's going to agree on the same opinion, and that's fine. But what matters is, if you are talking about whatever topic, that you do voice your opinion, because voicing your opinion is always better to do than to not, because not voicing yourself, then you're just letting people walk over you, essentially.
And there's also, if you like talk to someone like, oh, I believe this way, and you're like, well, I believe this way, it's different, and you aren't going to change their mind, and not, you don't necessarily have to change their mind depending on the opinion and the topic, but they might not see your point and be like, oh, maybe they do have a better point than I do, if you don't talk to them, because they're just gonna walk away from that experience where you're like, if you were mean to them because they disagree with you, they walk away almost like doubling down, because like, yeah, that person believed the thing I don't believe and they were mean to me, so they must be wrong, or at least I don't want to listen to that opinion because I had that negative experience with that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or
and that doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. Or that negative experience could actually reinforce that one person's opinion and be like, okay, yeah, so people who share that opinion are terrible people because I just got yelled at by someone who does share that opinion.
Right. As well as if in this alternate reality where we don't do serious topics, it's possible the name of the podcast wouldn't be The Provokers, because that's like Ethan was saying, like you were saying, that's part of the mission statement of being like, oh, provoke conversation of something that's like actually important. Like maybe we would, but when I we said, I was the one who came up with that one. That's why I came up with it, is because I was like, oh, you know, provoke is because we're provoking people to speak and to talk about things. And if we didn't have serious topics, it was all goofy, it'd be probably on the same lane as some of the more goofy podcast names that we were thinking of.
Yeah, I think as well as the fact that I don't, we haven't talked about this yet, I think we would have just been another Distractible clone. I think we would have been spent exactly like Distractible, because Distractible, they have a couple episodes where it gets a bit more serious, but they don't have dedicated serious topic episodes, like every 10 episodes or whatever. And mind you, there's still a good amount of things that make us different, and that's why we, every time I get a chance to be different from them, I take it, because we don't want to be the same. Like, I love their podcast, don't get me wrong, I should probably get back to listening to it, because I listen to our own more than I listen to theirs, which is, you know, whatever, but I love their podcast, but I don't want to be them. I don't want to be Mark. I don't want to be Wade. I don't want to be the podcast, because we're not the same. We're Ethan, John, and Noah. That's who we are. And I think if that's one of the bigger things that we do different, is we have dedicated serious topic episodes. And so if we lose that, one of the bigger things that make us different, then there's smaller things that make us different, of course, but they kind of get lost in the wind, because it's like, oh, you guys are a comedy podcast, there's three of you, there's a host, there's a point system, you're just Distractible, part two, right? Part two, the Electric Boogaloo. And I fear that would have been our fate, is that we would have been another Distractible clone, we wouldn't have gotten the publicity that we've gotten so far, we wouldn't be getting emails of people telling us how much they like a podcast. So I think, I don't know, I think it would have been completely different.
Right. And I'm sure there's probably, like, one or two people like, oh, this is just Distractible, who don't actually listen to that stuff. But, I mean, like Ethan said, and, like, I haven't listened to Distractible in a long time, and not because I don't like them or anything like that. I do like their podcasts, it's just I haven't listened to them. So their topics have, as we've progressed with the podcast, been less and less influential over the topics we talk about, because me and Ethan don't really listen to them as much as we used to.
Yep.
To no fault of their podcast. Like we said, we still recommend their podcast. If I went back and listened to them, I'd be like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
As I said in the 4.0 initiative, we are officially recommending them. So we can sit here all day and recommend podcasts. But if you go to our podcast website, the RSS one, if you go to under recommended shows, I think this also applies to Apple Podcasts. Well, it applies to some of them. Whatever has recommended shows on it. If you go to recommended shows, Distractible is right front and center. We are officially recommending them, because I love their podcast. I love the three of them. I love their dynamic that they have over there. And it's unmatched to say that there's a lot of topics in episode or season one were inspired by Distractible. Hills directly was inspired. Infricate was directly inspired. So, yeah, I think, I don't know, I think it would have been, we just would have been another Distractible clone. A lot of things in season, this list probably might not even be here. Because if we were purely just like Distractible, we probably just would have kept taking ideas from them and obviously changing them a little bit. But so this list of ideas might not even be a thing. Because, like, I wouldn't have thought about my own ideas. I would have been like, well, let's see what Distractible came up with this time. You know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we would have cut corners. I think it would have led down a bad road, so to speak.
Yeah. I also feel like the serious topics, they, like, bring people in, because, like John was saying, if you go to a podcast and you see, okay, these first 9 episodes, they're all, like, garbage, don't mean anything. But then you see that 10th one, and you're like, that says something about mental health. I'm intrigued. I'll give it a listen. Like, that's kind of what we were hoping for, is to bring people in with things like that. Because It shows that, hey, we can be goofy, but also we do actually have a serious side to us, where every 10 episodes, we sit down, have a serious conversation, no jokes, no nothing.
So I actually have a different take on that that's kind of similar. It's just reversed. I think the way, from what I've seen about the stats, the analytics and stuff, is...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The non-serious topic is what brings people in. The serious topics is what keeps them here. That's the difference, I think. Is because, like, a lot of our first-timer episodes are a random ones. Like, a lot of some of the game shows... the reset button, Toast to the End of the World, like all these things that, like, I mean, Toast to the End of the World had a serious factor to it, but it wasn't a dedicated serious topic episode. Like, all those brought people in and it surged us even higher. But I think what is keeping people here is the fact that every 10 episodes we have a serious topic episode. So I think actually the serious topic episodes is what keeps them here. So if anything, if we didn't have serious topic episodes, we would have got some big spikes here and there, but then they would have dipped because it's all episodes are the same. There's nothing different about them besides the topic. So
yeah, because we wouldn't have a fan base if that was the case.
But we might have had some. It's unclear to tell, but it definitely would not be as big as it is today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even sure how big the actual number is for this fan base, but. I do know that we're doing
it's
better
about,
than I thought.
We across doing. All the different platforms, it's about, like, 35,000.
Holy balls.
That's probably an understatement as well, because I haven't checked a lot of the minor ones, like Deezer, some podcast notes. I haven't checked a lot of those, which those could have thousands of people on them, and I just don't know, right? So, like, that could be a complete understatement. But what I'm looking at right now, real quick, if I can get to it fast enough. Sorry, my bad. I was slightly off, and by slightly, I mean a lot. 45,600.
Oh.
So.
45,000. Wow.
And again, that's the ones that I'm keeping track of. I don't have, we're on pretty much everything, but I'm not keeping track of, like, podcast notes. Like, this, a lot of the minor ones, because I keep track of the big ones, like Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, all that kind of stuff, because they're bigger, in my opinion. iHeartRadio is another one. So, like, I'm keeping track of all these, but those ones, like, the minor ones, which I say minor, but they could have thousands of people on them as well, those aren't factored into this total. So we could be, we might be approaching 50,000 people. So, it's crazy.
It really is.
But, I think that's pretty good to leave on that one, if we want to move on to another what if.
Yeah. Do you have a what if?
The only one I can think of is the one we're saving for the end.
Well, you gotta think of something, though, because John thought of one, I thought of one. Come on, man. Go with the program.
Okay, all right. What if me and John never had a dynamic, or whatever you call it?
Well, that kind of applies to the one John said, because we talked about that.
Right.
I mean, John, me and you can... give him one. I just don't think he should get points for it because he didn't come up with it.
That's fair.
I thought about, like, maybe the opposite of what we just talked about, where we were, like, almost all serious topics.
Oh, like, what if we didn't have like what if every episode was a serious topic episode, like that type of thing?
Right.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be very draining after a while, because if you're because if you're approaching every episode like it's a serious topic, that is a lot of energy you're putting into one episode. Like, that would be quite the toll, especially considering the fact we're in season two now. Mm-hmm. Like, oh god, that
I almost think we'd run out.
Yeah,
because
right.
If we're doing a thing every episode, that's a hundred. Because we're up to 130 episodes at this point. That's 130 different. I mean, there could be some part twos in there, but 130 mostly different serious topic episodes. That'd be insane. And like, yeah, I totally agree with the draining part. I almost think we wouldn't get to that point though, because there'd be nothing left. Like, there's always gonna be problems, but there's only so many times you can talk about it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like, there's only so much material you could actually use for a podcast, so it'd be mainly serious topics.
Mm-hmm. I think we would also kind of like slip into the fault of some commentary channels on YouTube just talk about whatever is going on without really any sort of like research or knowledge about what's going on. And I think we would end up kind of leaning towards that, because we'd be like, well, this is happening in the world. I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to talk about it. Like, I do know something about it. And then we'll end up like, we'd be worse off for those episodes, as well as maybe potentially spreading misinformation, because we didn't have all the facts, you know?
Yeah. That would be another fate that I would hate for this podcast. Because I see those people online all the time, and I'm just like, could you shut the fuck up, please?
Yeah, that's a common thing now, is that there's so many people out there, and Twitter's a big fault for this too, is that people will see something on the internet that's a problem, and they'll do none of their own research, they'll listen to whoever's saying it, and they'll just ride or die with them. It's like, no, you need to go and do your own research, form your own opinion based on the research you found, and then we can talk. Because then, at that point, you're talking about your own opinion that you personally believe in, research that you've conducted that you're aware of, and then you're not talking about something that you have no idea about. And a lot of people do that. And I hate to say it, I almost think some of the more popular podcasts do that. Is one of the most popular podcasts in the world is the Joe Rogan podcast. You know, no fault to Joe Rogan. I think there's a couple things that I've heard him talk about that he hasn't done research on enough to understand what he's talking about. And so I totally agree. I think we'd just become another one of those types of podcasts.
Yeah. That'd be interesting, but also I feel like after a while we would just probably not be doing that anymore. Because we'd burden out of just things to talk about. And eventually, we'd either be canceled into existence or lose our fan base.
I don't know if we'd be canceled, but we definitely... I almost think as well, and I think this is a pretty good example. I've never talked about this podcast because I haven't honestly listened to it. But Brain Leak. It was the podcast with Jacksepticeye, Sean, and Ethan, the other one. They had a podcast together. And they had some episodes that I was looking at the names of. I'm like, oh, I should actually listen to that at some point. But I kept scrolling and I realized that they ended their podcast. Like, they're done. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I think we would have done that. I think we would have squeezed as much out of the podcast as we could have and then stopped. I think we've been like, all right, guys, we've talked about all we can. Maybe we'll return someday when new problems arise. But right now, I think we're done. And that would have been disappointing.
Right.
That would be very disappointing, because we have a lot of potential, and it would be a shame to see all that just go out the window.
But, I mean, John, you gave him that idea, right? So, I guess, I mean, technically speaking, it'd be your turn, so you can go again if you want, if you have another one.
Let me think, I'm not really sure. When it comes to the podcast, it's like, a lot of the what ifs, it's just like gonna end up being either like we're going down the darkest timeline. It's just over because we had nothing to talk about, or we didn't get off the ground. Or
here's the thing. I think you guys are thinking too general, because I have a couple already. So if you want, I can give you one if you want.
I actually just had an idea that I think might work.
and better work tomorrow. Otherwise, you're off the podcast for good. We're replacing you with Axel, as we speak.
I know what happens to one of us if we die now. Jesus.
What's your idea?
All right, so my idea was going to be, like, what if one of us stepped away from the podcast and it was just the other two people?
I mean, that kind of falls under the thing we talked about earlier, but, I mean, it's a little bit different. It's a thing, again, with the dynamic. The dynamic would be gone.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
That's the difference. Instead of the dynamic being changed, it would be gone. I think that's what would be the difference. And similar to the first one we talked about, there's different branches here. Because you have, let's say I stepped away. Let's say John stepped away. Let's say Noah stepped away. So actually, this is a good idea. I wasn't sure about it at first, but we can talk about it. Because I was like, hey, it's kind of the same. But then I realized, oh no, I can kind of branch into different areas.
I thought it might be good. I wasn't sure.
But yeah, John, it sounded like you're about to say something.
I was going to say, like, if you listen to the handful of dual host episodes, where it's just two of us, they're not as interesting, in my opinion. Not terrible. They're not like, oh, I could never listen to it. But they're just not the same. It's completely different. And, like, we've not done any where you said listen there, because that would, one, be weird, but also, nowadays, you actually do the recording.
Yep.
So, I mean, I would go back to recording in that scenario, and it would be me, Axel, and Noah, then it's the same thing, but it's like me and Noah would then have to start pitching in, and I don't know if we would be able to keep it up. So then that would fizzle out. And then, if it was, I haven't listened to the one that was just you and Noah.
Well, that one's different in the sense that was a serious topic episode.
Right.
So the dynamic was already different, but
yeah.
But it's just not the same, because I know in the ones that it was just me and Ethan, it was like, sure, they're interesting on their own if not compared to the ones with all three of us, but the ones with all three of us are just so much better.
Yep. And if you want to drive this point even more home, John, is in the deluxe episode, which was the Provokers tier list episode, we had an entire tier dedicated to the duo episode, because that's how little we liked them. And again, I've always said this anyway, it's better to do a duo episode than it is to not upload at all. So, if push comes to shove, we do them, but we never like doing them. And I said this, we said this in the, I think it was the We Hate Each Other episode, but I said this to Noah already. But in season one, he was not great at being on time. He was not great at all being on time. So there was often times where me and John were like, it was like, cause we recorded these at one. It was like 1:30. We stalled as much as we possibly can, and he wouldn't answer us either. That was another thing. He wouldn't like be like, oh, sorry guys, I'm late or whatever. He just wouldn't say anything at all. And so we'd be like, I guess we gotta do an episode without him. And, we never liked doing them. So it would just be completely different at that point. Cause if it, like, me and John ones, the my favorite of the duo episodes was actually Kim and Get a Date Using AI. That was, I think that worked as a duo episode. But it still wasn't that fun to do because Noah wasn't there. So yeah, if John and Noah were by themselves, I think that'd be interesting. I don't know if it was, cause here's the thing. We're not including Axel, because Axel's not in this universe. He's not in this timeline.
Right.
So it would be just Noah and John. I don't know if you would be able to have enough each month. Because, like, you guys are, because Noah has a job, but he's talking about being poor all the time, so he's got to be, I don't know if he'd have the money to pitch in for John. And then John eventually would run out as well. Or like he'd or not run out, but he'd want to spend his money on other things. So
right.
It's a case of I don't know how long the podcast would last with just these two. And then if it was just me and John, we talked about how it wouldn't be as fun. If it was me, just me and Noah, John's entire dynamic is gone, which is like a whole 33% of this podcast. We talk about him being bald. We talk about the infamous meme of him getting stabbed by his brother would not have been a thing.
It would just be a thing in my head because
all these different memes that have come up, and like I'm going to be totally honest, 90% of the memes from this podcast have stemmed from something John has said or done. So that would be completely gone if it was just me and Noah. So it would definitely not be. I think the podcast would not last in any given scenario with whoever's missing. I think if that one person was gone, the podcast wouldn't last that long.
Right.
Yeah. Essentially, it would just fail.
Well, if it didn't fail, I think we would. It would literally end because it had to end.
And also in this timeline, in the handful of times where Noah wasn't able to show up, I'd just be like, "I'm just here. This is me, guys."
Yep. Pretty much.
And it would. I in those scenarios, if it was just me and Noah. And Noah wasn't able to show up, then I'd be like, well, guess we're not doing it today.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And that,
like I can't do it alone.
Yeah, and that kills podcasts. If you have a consistent schedule and you break it, it's almost worse than YouTube because one, like for example, the way Apple runs it, which you know you can say whatever you want about Apple, but the way Apple runs it is if you change your deadline, if you change your schedule, they don't recommend your first 10 episodes on the new schedule, because they don't want to confuse the viewers. Which again, you can talk about how they do that, whatever. Spotify has something similar, so it's like all these big names have a function where if you change your schedule or you don't upload at all, they don't recommend episodes that come after that. It's like, I don't want that to happen, so we've always done dual episodes, like I said, if push came to shove, we had to, but we never liked doing them. And I really hope that we never have to do one again. That'd be my best case scenario, and I hope that we never have to do one again. Now, that's might be unrealistic to say, but it's something I can hope for, you know?
Yeah. You can always work.
But, yeah, that was a good one. So my idea that I had was, what was it? We got so invested in that one that I forgot one of mine. it was something about...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here's one. There's the one that wasn't about the topics. What if the host and point system weren't a thing? What if we were just like, let's not... This is almost the opposite of let's just be distractible. This is like, let's try our best to not be distractible at all. So there's no host, there's no point system.
That would be just utter chaos every episode.
Yeah, I don't know what we would have done. Like, that's the thing. Like, I almost don't know what we would have done.
That structures them, you know?
There's no structure, there's no form, there's nothing really holding it. It's a matter of, like, okay, don't say the wrong thing. We might not get banned, but it's really about it.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of disconnected from the what I was talking about, but sure.
Just don't do that. Don't be like, I hate minorities. Don't say that.
No shit, John, but also think about it. If that was the case, we had no host, no point system, every episode would just be utter chaos, essentially.
Right. It would be... Because, like I said, it structures the podcast to be like, I talk about it a little bit, and Ethan talks about it a little bit, and then Noah talks about that a little bit. Whereas, if there's no points, then it's just like, I don't really care to talk about this, you guys go ahead.
So then it would be like an hour of whatever bullshit we could spew out. It wouldn't be any good, honestly. Like, with what we do now, currently, would be infinitely better than if we were to do that kind of a podcast, just because sponsors wouldn't want to work with us. The celebrities that Ethan's trying to get on the podcast next year, those won't happen.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're deviating off of the path we're talking about. I think just because the structure is gone doesn't mean there wouldn't be structure at all. Because if we didn't have the point system host, we would have came up with something else. So there still could be sponsors, there still could be celebrity people, right? That I think is disconnected. But the main thing that would be branching off is because of the no point system, a lot of the game shows probably wouldn't happen. I think just because, like, if you think about the structure of it, the game shows all have the point system embedded into the actual game show itself. So if that was gone, that's like deleting the story from a video game. It's like, sure, you still have something, but it's not a complete thing that works. So
that's a better question. If the host and the points didn't exist, would the game shows even exist?
What I just said. Were you listening?
I mean, like, wow. I try to help you out. I try to give you fair points, and then you just like say something stupid.
Anyway, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted with my own question. Yeah, I think the game shows they wouldn't. I don't, like, some of them might have worked, maybe. But if, like, depending on whatever structure we did instead, they might not have been a thing, a thought process for me. They might not have been a thing. And according to the audience's view times or whatever, a good amount of the game shows that they enjoy. Because, like, for example, the Dead Sons game show has been my most popular game show in the first 24 hours than all of them before them. Which makes a lot of sense, and I'm okay with that, because Ed and Ethan went to town on that in terms of sound effects and stuff, so I am perfectly okay with that being the most popular in the first 24 hours. But, that being said, all the other ones too, like Name That Game, the Universe Stability one, like all most of the ones in Season 2 have been the most popular, which, go figure. But there's still, like, from what I've heard, from what I've seen from you guys and your analytics, is you love the game show, so that's why I keep doing them. And if they didn't exist, that tanks our viewers a little bit. The whole dynamic would change. So, like, a lot of these different small little effects would happen, which would create a cluster frick, essentially, of, things. And I think Noah talked about chaos. There's still a chaotic element to this podcast. That's what we love about it. That's what makes us unique and stuff. So the chaos, it would just be more chaotic. It's not like we don't have chaos already. It'll just be more chaotic, I think, the difference there.
Yeah. Like, we have a tame, more manageable amount of chaos in this podcast.
Do you know what tame means?
We have more...
Tame is like an antonym of chaotic.
We have a more manageable amount of chaos in the podcast.
I don't think you know what manageable means either.
Maybe he doesn't know what chaos means.
That could be... Yeah, that's not the thing about it. That could be what he doesn't know what chaos means.
All right. I'm going to see Susan.
He just mutes himself. Anyway, but I think we can leave that one there. I think that's more of a smaller one. No, well, let's hear your idea, but I think we might just move on into the last one here. But what was your last thing you were about to say?
I got too invested in the last one, damn it.
All right, it happens to the best of us. So we're just going to move on, because it's about time anyway to move on, because we're going to need to end soon. So let's move on to the big one, boys, which is, what if the Provokers podcast never existed in the first place?
Whew. That's, I'm sure all three of our lives will be very different.
That's the thing. That's why this is the big one. Because it's not just about the podcast anymore. It's about our individual lives would be completely different.
Because it would be like, we got through high school, didn't talk to each other ever again. Ethan moves away, John moves away, I stay here, and...
Okay, I gotta stop you there. We would still be friends. The podcast happened after we were friends for like 5 years.
Yeah, good point.
I would say that maybe I would talk to you guys less, because then in that scenario, because I've moved away even before we started the podcast, and before we were doing the podcast, when I was just living life over here, I didn't talk to you guys as much, and I much prefer talking to you guys on a weekly basis, being like, hey, what's new with you? What are you doing? Than just like being like, oh yeah, that's a guy that I knew in high school all one time. I know what's going on with him.
Yeah, and I think as well is that Because, like, me and John might still be doing... Well, me and John would still be doing YouTube and Twitch. We would still collaborate. Me and, like, all we would still be playing games together. Because, remember, we were doing that before the podcast happened. So we would still, talk to each other. Statistically speaking, we would be talking to each other less. Because, obviously, we talk on a weekly basis. I shouldn't say weekly, because... Especially towards Christmas, we're not going to be talking to each other. Physically, anyway. We can talk to each other on Discord and stuff. But we're going to be pre-recording the three episodes there, so next week's will be pre-recorded, then Christmas is, and then New Year's will be pre-recorded, then we'll be back after that. But still, on a mostly weekly basis, we get to talk to each other. It's like I said, it's an excuse to talk to each other, right? And as well as the fact that we've learned things from each other on this podcast. I learned that John got stabbed by his brother in his dream. Hilarious, right? And then I learned that John hates bacon. I wouldn't have learned that if we didn't have the podcast. I learned that Noah, what was that one episode? I forgot what that episode was. But I've learned that Noah doesn't know what the word chaos means. So, I learned all these different things that either matter or they don't, right? But I've learned all these different things about each of us that we wouldn't have learned otherwise, maybe at least not in a while, if this podcast didn't exist. As well as the fact that, again, we have to talk about our personal lives is here, right? So this is an every Sunday thing. This is, mostly every Sunday, if we don't pre-record. And I think on Sunday specifically, I would do my morning ritual, I guess, and I'd come home and just either play games or do whatever. So I think that would be completely different, as well as the fact that my job that I have, I specifically told them, hey, my only day that I can't work is Sunday because I have a religious reason, as well as the fact that I have a podcast I need to do on Sundays. So I might be even working, future me would have been even working down the line on Sundays even. So yeah, my life would be completely different. And as well as the fact that I don't think, if you talk about it statistically speaking, I love this podcast a lot. I love coming every Sunday and talking about stuff. Like, this topic is amazing. I'm glad we decided on this one. As well as the fact that I loved creating the game shows. Like, a lot of the happiness that I've gotten from this podcast wouldn't be there. Not to say I'd be sad and depressed all the time, but a lot of the happiness that I've gotten from the podcast wouldn't be here. I think that's a very important note as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think to that point, all three of us in our own respects have gotten some form of happiness from this podcast because, I don't really pay attention to it, but Ethan and John, every now and then, they'll let me know, like, hey, someone said this about you, or hey, someone said this about John, hey, someone said this about Ethan, or hey, they really liked this episode, or something like that.
I mean, John, you haven't really talked about... No, I think it was done. You haven't really talked about how your personal life would be different.
Yeah, I would say, on top of talking to you guys a bit less, I'd probably be, on my Sundays, I would just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to sit around and do nothing. And I'd be a lot less productive, I'd feel like, because I wouldn't have the structure of doing this every week. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's fine. And it would just be completely different because I would not have the consistent thing. And like you were saying with your job, like, I don't have a job currently, but if I did, I'd be like, hey, I can't work Sundays. And they'd be like, okay. If I did, then I might have a different work schedule. I would not have the emotional support, I would say, from the podcast. It's cool to talk to you guys. And then when someone's like, hey, I think it's so funny when John said that one thing, like, that makes me happy. And like actually making people laugh and whatnot. So I think it'd be, I wouldn't be depressed if I didn't have the podcast, but it'd be like a little less enjoyment in my Sundays.
Right. And I think John kind of just hinted at it, but I think that is the big catalyst of all this, is if the Provokers podcast was never a thing, we wouldn't be helping people. We would just be slouching around doing nothing. And we would not be all these different people that have been helped by our podcast, whether it be comedy reasons or mental health reasons or whatever, all these people we've helped would not have gotten the help they needed. Now, they could have gotten from other ventures. There's obviously a possibility that could happen. But they wouldn't have gotten it from the podcast because obviously it didn't exist. And so we as individuals would not be helping these people. And as someone who strives to help people on a daily basis, that would suck because I wouldn't be able to help people in the way I can. Obviously, I'd still be doing YouTube in this timeline, so I'd still be doing it through that method. But and I have no fault in saying this. The podcast is more popular than my YouTube channel, and I'm perfectly okay with that because the podcast is a way to sort of talk about that kind of stuff. Because I could talk about it in a gaming video, but it seems kind of misplaced. Like I'm talking about. Like we're shooting zombies in a Call of Duty game, and I'm talking about like what we talked about in the mental health episode. It's like, it's fine you're talking about that, but why are you talking about that while you're playing a video game? It seems like you're kind of disconnected from the thing you're talking about. So I think personally that that's the big catalyst is that these people that we've been able to help, we wouldn't be helping them anymore. And I think that'd be kind of sad.
It would be, because. In all honesty, that's probably one of my favorite things about this podcast is knowing that we actually make a difference and that we help people. This didn't exist and we weren't, you know, making a difference helping people. I probably wouldn't feel very good about myself every Sunday. But since I actually come on this and talk every Sunday, I enjoy it. It's good. I recommend like people give something like this a try. Maybe not.
If
a
you
podcast.
Have the, I was gonna say, if you have the, like resources to do something that won't like drown you in debt.
Yeah.
Because like I'll be front with you. It takes a good amount of money to keep this podcast up because you have to take into account. Well, first of all, you have RSS fees, and then you also have the fees of the website. You have the fees of the other things. The Patreon. Once you get paid out, they take a little bit of it, which is fine because you're using their site for that. And so it makes a lot of sense. Like, you have to factor in all these different expenses, right? And so, when it comes to that kind of stuff, you gotta be careful. But, yeah, I see what Noah's saying. We are about at time, gentlemen, and I think we've talked about the majority of what we can talk about with that big one. Cause that's the biggest one. Like, what if the podcast never existed? But yeah. John, as you are the host, if you would like to send us off into the sunset, feel free.
Yes. Would you guys like to hear your point totals?
I would love to hear my point totals, John.
All right. Well, Noah, 28 whole points. It's probably like a high scoring game for Noah there.
Yep.
That's more than I was expecting.
Yep. So is that, and Ethan has 33 points. He is
good. Yippee!
That was closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I definitely thought Noah would be like in the negatives because I thought I heard her take away points at the earlier stages, but
I took away like a couple, but
I see.
Not so much.
I think you said three, but I heard 30 maybe, so I'm like, oh damn, okay.
That would have put me negative if you won all 30.
No. If you lost 30 points. And you had 28, you would not have negative 50.
Oh, lovely.
So Noah doesn't know what chaotic means, and he also doesn't know how to do math. So we're learning a lot about each other today.
Mm-hmm. I've never known how to do math. I suck at math.
I mean, it's just common sense, really. But anyway, do you have a loser speech, Noah? Because you're just such a big loser today.
Tim mutes himself.
John, how dare you do this? You fucking... I don't have the words to talk to you, you bastard.
Alright. Do you have a winner's speech?
I do have a winner's speech. And my winner's speech is that this podcast is... It's an unsung hero for a lot of reasons. And I think... And not for just the general public, but also for us. Like John said, we would not be talking as much as we would... If we didn't have this, we would not be reaching all these different people. If we didn't have this, we would not be helping people with their struggles. If we didn't have this podcast, So I think, and it's crazy to think about in the grand scheme of things, and this might get existential, but it's fine. In the grand scheme of things, all these different events, we talked about so many different alternate realities today. We talked about if Axel was in this and like replaced us. We talked about if we were purely serious topics episode. We talked about if we were completely joke episodes. We talked about all these different branching realities that could have easily happened, that could have easily taken place. And it's interesting to think about that all these perfect things aligned for us to be here today. And that's pretty incredible to think about, is that all these things allowed us to be here today and different reasons and all these different small things that have led up to this point. I think that's pretty incredible.
I would agree with that, yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hopefully provoked a conversation that made you laugh along the way. You find myself over on Twitch at JeebusFeebus and on YouTube at JeebusFeebus. I've been not streaming like as regularly these past couple weeks, mainly because of school, but we're coming up on a break soon, so I'm gonna be trying to do like a special stream for my affiliate anniversary. I've been an affiliate for like 4 years, so that's crazy. Where does the time go? Who knows? But that's what I'm doing. You can find Ethan over at Bobtech City Gaming on YouTube, where he's doing stuff over there. Yeah?
Doing stuff over there.
Is that an accurate statement?
I mean, I suppose we're doing a bunch of... Obviously, I'm a variety gaming channel. If you like that kind of stuff, we're playing through Far Cry 6 right now, which is like a main series. We're gonna be returning. So for those that have been on the channel that also listen to the podcast, we've taken a small break from like specialty series, so like custom series. We're gonna be returning to those pretty soon. So get excited for that.
And you can find Noah Instagram at NoahDog5434. I don't really know what he does over there, but he has that, so go check him out. You can also find us on Patreon. We have a Patreon that has multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks. And each tier ranges from $1 to $100, depending on how much you want to spend, and you get different perks depending on the tier. And then the higher the tier, you get more rewards. And when you become a Patreon member, you can get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server with the three of us over there. And you can talk to us about how Noah doesn't know math, and you can tell me that I am brilliant at intros and outros. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes, which are about 30-minute episodes on the store page. The first 5 are $3, and then the rest $5. So if you're like, I don't know if that's something you'd be interested in, you can check it out. And then if you like it, you can get the more expensive ones. Or you do not. That's also an option.
sure is.
And with all that, we will see you guys next time.
John's the worst host on the podcast.